And that's Joy Train from Amy Ray from her new record, If It All Goes South. And we're lucky enough to have Amy here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Appreciate you being here.
I'm waking up.
Hey, I am too. Well, you seem to be doing good. And this record is a fantastic record. We've been playing it here at Radio Bristol over the past few months. And we were just talking about recording to tape. You have your ears perked up to one of the songs we were listening to before, and you asked about how it was recorded and mentioned tape. And this record here, was a lot of it was recorded to tape, if not all of it, right?
Seven out of ten. Yeah, we had put some digital singles out over the COVID times, and then we were ready to go do a whole record, so we went to Nashville and had done pre-production kind of from our homes digitally, and then we had everything kind of ready, so we just went in and hit tape for, I guess we had like seven days, yeah.
Nice.
And just, you know, every day went in there and set up.
Is that something that has been a priority for you from a recording standpoint, to do tape? It's not...
For this band, yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah, because we started doing country... My earlier bands were more like punk, kind of punk rocky. Mm-hmm. So that was really like, whatever we could get our hands on at the time. It could have been ADAT even, you know, at that time.
Yeah.
Like, but this band, the whole thing was like when we started recording, I guess it was like 2011 or something. We just said, like, we're going to always go to tape and always go live and as much as possible.
You
know,
awesome. There's
some overdubs, obviously, because some people play two instruments, but
why? I mean, why do you want it?
I think organic music just sounds really good on tape,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I've always been an analog fan, and even in digital times, I was buying records,
nice,
you know, and trying to record to tape. It's the sonic thing about it.
And to my ears, often it livens things up a little bit. Something about some digital stuff sort of flattens stuff. And tape, often you can hear texture and layer in a different way.
Yeah, I think with this kind of music, you want to hear that with when you're using vintage microphones and old amps and acoustic guitars and mandolins and fiddles and stuff and dobros. It's like you want to hear tape. And also it puts you in a frame of mind that livens up the thing too.
Because nice. That's cool.
Everybody's got to be in the room together.
Totally.
Or you're like... the one that screwed it up.
So of course, our listeners are, we've got a very intelligent listening audience here who know a lot about music, and I'm sure know about your storied career. But for those who don't, want to make sure folks know, of course, Amy is part of the duo, the Indigo Girls, and then has her own band that she fronts called the Amy Ray Band. And you just mentioned you've been recording with these guys for over a decade, for quite a long time.
Yeah.
That's a significant side project. That's where I imagine having a relationship with musicians that long is a rare thing.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple of... Our keyboard player is new to the band. He's 5 years in. Kofi Burbridge from TTB made one record with us, and then... Phil Cook made another band with us, and then we have Dan Walker, who I think he hails from like John Fulbright and Heart and some really cool projects. But yeah, the core of the band, I mean, like our fiddle player was a senior in high school when we started.
Wow.
And he was kind of a punk rock fiddlist, and we pushed him into the country sort of genre. And so, yeah,
I didn't know there was a punk rock fiddlist.
Well, it's like he plays guitar, too, so he's like got this like scrappy punk rock band on the side.
Nice.
But, and we all have other bands on the side. My guitar player played with Mark Lanigan forever from Screaming Trees. And,
oh, yeah.
And then, like, Honeycutters, Matt Smith from Honeycutters.
Yep.
So, Jim Brock, who a long time ago played with Kathy Mattea and a million projects, he's played with Indigo Girls, and Kerry Brooks has played with a million bands.
So it's an all-star band.
Yeah, we just... You know, well, I don't know about that. We're all just like a motley crew, I sort of think. We look at a spreadsheet and figure out when we all have time, and we get in a van and go tour, you know?
That being said, you're on tour right now. We're lucky enough to get you stopping through Bristol. We appreciate you making that stop. You're headed on to Knoxville for a show tonight with Tedeschi Trucks?
Yeah, we're playing with Tedeschi Trucks tonight in Knoxville and then Nashville. In a couple days with Tedeschi Trucks. We already played our solo show in Nashville. I mean, our headline show or whatever. And then we go to Athens and Atlanta.
Sweet.
And then that's it. We've been out for a couple, like 2.5 weeks.
All right, hitting the major markets in the South.
The major markets.
Where are you playing in Nashville?
We played at the Basement East, but with Tedeschi, we're playing at the Ryman. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. This is the show everybody
loves
to do.
Going to the church. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the record. If it all goes south, it's really an astounding record. There's there's so much nuance to it. There's so many important topics that are touched. The sounds are varied like crazy, but it's cohesive. I think like that to me was something that really stuck out. Would you talk a little bit about sort of stylistically? It seems like, I mean, you're all varied musicians who come from a lot of different worlds, it sounds like, and it sounds like that really plays into this record.
Yeah, I think on the earlier stuff we recorded, we were like really, the first record was kind of clinging to a very trad country Americana. The second record like brought in that kind of Jim Ford almost soul sort of type country stuff, and then this record is kind of this, it's just the record that because we know each other so well that we could make in going into different directions. And so it's got, you know, a little country and bluegrass and some just rock kind of soul vibe stuff. And I think the players are just so good in my band. They're like really like on another echelon for me. And I can just bring in a song, and now they can interpret. And we have Allison Brown, the banjo player.
Yeah.
She's in our band, not on tour, but every record we make, she's in the studio. And then on this record,
I love how the banjo fits into these songs too, because it's pretty it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
There's a number of songs. Like I think it's a Mighty Thing, maybe, where there's like the banjo and there's sort of rock and guitar like buried underneath it, and it really fits together.
Yeah, and then Sarah Jarosz is playing mandolin.
Yeah, you had some pretty stout players
I think that's part of it, is the stealth players that come in. They can fit somewhere. And then our producer, Brian Spicer, he's done all our records. He's great at making the whole thing come together. And Bobby Tees from Tedeschi Trucks, actually the mixer from them, mixed it, and the engineer from that band. And that's his specialty, really, is mixing from tape to tape and creating a landscape and a soundscape, that fits together but still kind of takes adventures.
Nice.
And the miking is really, it's a lot of technical stuff that they thought about the whole time. And the whole goal was that, you know, we're coming from all different directions. Can you create, a soundscape that is curious and adventurous, but also like rooted in something.
Yeah, it really works. I want to jump into a song. Let's play another tune off of the record, and then we'll talk further about If It All Goes South. This is the latest release from Amy Ray. I'm gonna play Chuck Will's Widow right now, and this is you've recorded this a couple times.
Yeah.
Talk about set this song up for us.
Well, this is like a digital, this is the only, we transferred this to tape, but it was done, we tried to do this during the pandemic a couple times, and we have a few different versions, one that's like got War and Treaty on it, and Michelle Malone, like different things, and finally I was like, with this particular set of songs, it needed to go a different way, so I actually got in touch with the band I'm with her, Sarah Jarosz, Sarah Watkins, and Aoife O'Donovan, and said like, can y'all do this, and they just passed it around between them. And, like, I don't even know if they listened to what each other were doing or just, it was crazy. We gave them, like, this file that had a full band on it, and they recorded to that. But then when we went back and listened to it, when we got the files back from them, my guitar player, Jeff Fielder, that did a lot of the pre-production, he just stripped everything away and just sent me what they did. And I was like, oh, well, that sounds good. I don't need to be.
That's funny.
So basically, we built from their recording, then we built it back up.
That's
my vocals
cool.
In. Yeah.
Nice.
So
what a cool process.
They made the song. This band.
Incredibly collaborative.
Yeah.
Here's Chuck Will's Widow from If It All Goes South right here on Radio Bristol.